There were scraps of material all over the floor in Granny's kitchen, and gouts of congealed jam had dripped off the edge of the table and formed an immovable mound on the floor. The jam saucepan had been left in the stone sink to soak, although it was clear that the iron would rust away before the jam ever softened. There was a row of empty pickle jars beside them. Granny sat down and folded her hands in her lap. "Want a cup of tea, Esme?" said Nanny Ogg.
"No, dear, thank you. You get on back to the child's. Don't you worry about me," said Granny.
"You sure?"
"I'll just sit here quiet. Don't you worry."
"I'm not going back," Agnes hissed as they left. "I don't like the way Lettuce smiles."
"You once told me you didn't like the way Esme frowns," said Nanny.
"Yes, but you can trust her frown.
You don't think she's losing it, do you?"
"No one'll be able to find it if she has," said Nanny.
"No, you come on back with me. I'm sure she's planning something." "I wish the hell I knew what it is," she thought. "I'm not sure I can take any more waiting."
She could feel the mounting tension before they reached the field. Of course, there was always tension. That was part of the trials. But this kind had a sour, unpleasant taste.
The sideshows were still going on, but ordinary folk were leaving, spooked by sensations they couldn't put their finger on, which nevertheless had them under their thumb. As for the witches themselves, they had that look worn by actors about 2 minutes from the end of a horror movie, when they know the monster is about to make its final leap, and now it's only a matter of which door.
Lettuce was surrounded by witches. Nanny could hear raised voices. She nudged another witch, who was watching gloomily.
"What's happening, Winnie?"
"Oh, Rena Trump made a pig's ear out of her piece, and her friends say she ought to have another go because she was so nervous."
"That's a shame."
"And Virago Johnson ran off because her weather spell went wrong."
"Left under a bit of a cloud, did she?"
"And I was all thumbs when I had a go. You could be in with a chance, Geether."
"Oh, I've never been one for prizes, Winnie, you know me. It's the fun of taking part that counts."
The other witch gave her a skewed look.
"You almost made that sound believable," she said.
Gamma Beavis hurried over.
"On you go, Geether," she said. "Do your best, eh? The only contender so far is Mrs. Weavit and her whistling frog, and it wasn't as if it could even carry a tune. Poor thing was a bundle of nerves."
Nanny Ogg shrugged and walked out into the roped-off area. Somewhere in the distance, someone was having hysterics, punctuated by an occasional worried whistle. Unlike the magic of wizards, the magic of witches did not usually involve the application of much raw power. The difference is that between hammers and levers. Witches generally try to find the small point where a little change made a lot of result. To make an avalanche, you can either shake the mountain, or maybe you can just find exactly the right place to drop a snowflake.